Thank you. So reflecting on our TPF core values, since last week, the first week we started with, we are a disciple-making community, and the last Sunday, Brother Robbie spoke about a Bible-centric society, community. And today, of course, my topic is a loving community. So, with the whole series, we'll be able to complete our core values and what it means to us and how the core value applies to us as disciple of Christ, as children of God, as members of church. That is what we're going to reflect. And before that, before I come to the point, let us have a quick interactions. When you think about the loving community, how do you imagine of a loving community, or what are the characteristics or what are the attribution points when you think about the loving community? What do you feel in general? Quick responses. I would expect a response from you.
Sharing and caring.
Sharing and caring. Thank you.
Communication,
okay, thank you.
Everybody smiling,
happy, joy. What else? A loving community. Only these three?
Taking a time out for each other.
Taking time out for each other.
Pray for each other.
Four?
Pray for each other.
Pray for each other. Five? Say it again, little loud, please.
Being involved in each other's life, caring.
Okay, thank you so much. So getting involved in each one's life, caring for each other, sharing each other's burden. Thank you. Thank you, excellent. Thank you for your response. And you are absolutely correct when we talk about the loving community. These are the attributions, these are the characteristics of a loving community. So I would like to share with you this morning few thoughts on loving communities. So if you have your Bible, you can turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2, and I'm reading from verses 18 onward. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 18 onward. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer a stranger and alien, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God, built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into the holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God's by the Spirit. So this is actually, we see here in these verses, Paul is writing to the church of Ephesians, and he is motivating the churches of Ephesians to be united in Christ. Okay? So when we talk about the loving community as a core value, I would like to draw your attention first, what does the community mean to us? What is a community? Then we'll come to the point, loving community. Because when we talk about community, love is one of the component, or it is one of the attribution factor in a loving community. There are many factors which can make a community good, effective, more engaging, more caring for each other, the point you said. But love is one among the element, one of the component there. So if we talk about the concept of community, and we see actually as a social worker, in fact I use the word community very frequently. It is a common word often used in anthropology or in social sciences. Very openly we use the word community. But in simple meaning, we understand that community is a group of people who live with commonness. The commonness of maybe it's a homogeneous community living in one place. living with one objective, sharing common interests, common values, and they are always sharing a kind of common identity. So the word community is derived from the word commonness. So when we talk about the commonness, we are talking about the commonness in Christ, or a loving community. As a loving community, what are the commonness we have in Christ? Okay? But before that, the core attribution factor here I would like to draw your attention. How did this community, why did God created, why did God create community? The way He created the beast, the animals, the field, trees, plants, everything, He could have created all human beings in that way, all independent, not depending on each other. We would have moved on this earth like free birds. But what was the idea of God? Why He created community? Think about yourself. When I think about my childhood, when I was born, with the support of the community, I would not have raised. My mother would not have raised me. We are not like the beast in the field. The mother gave him birth and the child starts running. We are not so. We are very different as human beings. As rightly the word of God says, each one of us are created in the image of God. We are distinct. And we imbibe God's character within ourselves. So just keep that in mind. We are all unique. And we are all created by God in His own image. For His own purpose. We are not like custom made. Like put it in a factory. And just we are born like that. No. Each one of us are handpicked. Each one of us are uniquely created in the image of God. But what is the whole idea of community? God would have created human beings without a community. Why we are dependent on each other? Why each and every time, without any other support, we will not be able to spend a day? We are so needed together as a community. Because God Himself is community. If you look at the composition of the triune God, the God Trinity, God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God Himself is a community. He lives in community. And whatever the God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they does, they do everything in perfect peace, in perfect harmony, in perfect understanding. They all are closely knitted with each other. So God doesn't live alone. He lives in three persons. That is what we believe. I believe. So when there is perfect harmony, when there is perfect understanding, the perfect closeness with the triune God, that's the whole purpose of God has created us with a community. We are not independent. We are not soul. We are not alone. So first thing, let us keep in mind, the very purpose of God created the community is because God Himself is community and He lives in community. The second thing is, we are a community. Like the scripture portion which I read out, the scripture says, when Christ brought us into His family, we are no more alone. We are no more alone. When we are adopted into God's family, we belong to His family, we belong to His community. We are not a soul sojourner in the world. Whatever we do, whatever we, the life we spend, all of us actually we live in community. So no matter how much we have messed up in our life, we never alone again. But we are adopted into the God's family. And God has a bigger plan. And when I'm talking about the community, I'm talking about the commonness What are the commonness that the DBF Dwarka that shares with each other? It is all about our core values. We are talking about those core values. We are a disciple-making community. We are a Bible-centered community. We are a loving community. We are a community live in integrity. We are a passionate community. We are a prayerful community. It's all about the affixes community. When you look at the word of God, even also like the Old Testament, God is referring to a community always. He is addressing to the community, you as Israelites. He is not individually pointing out someone, actually because of your sin, I will not be able to keep my promise. He is addressing to the community. So belonging to God as a community, that is very critical. We cannot think that when we belong to the God's family, we are alone. All of us, we belong to the God's family and we are a community. And this community shares each other's burden. And this community is responsible, accountable for each other. I cannot claim my righteousness. I cannot claim my relationship alone or be accountable to God alone. No more. If I am accountable to God, then definitely I am accountable to the community. If I am not able to realize that or holding that responsibility as a member of the community belongs to the family of God and making myself accountable for my fellow brothers, for my fellow sisters, it's of no use. Because God wants us to achieve everything in community, in togetherness. So let us keep that in mind. As a community, we are not alone. We are not individual. We are not a singular person. But we are always a group. A community. And as the scripture, Paul is writing to Ephesians, for through him we have access in one spirit to the Father, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you the fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God. So we belong to the household of God as a member, built on the foundations of the apostles of the prophet, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in him the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you are being built together into a dwelling place for the God by the Spirit. So as we live in this world, as we belong to a community, belong to the church, first of all we need to keep in mind that we are all adopted to the family of God. As long as we are living as alien, we did not know God, that was a different state of life together. But when we are adopted into the family of God, we all adopted into the family of God. And we are all fellow citizens and God's people and members of God's household. We are not alone, but we are together. And we are going to build together into a dwelling place of God. And we are part of the God's big plan. And this privilege as a member of the community, it is not granted to us by our own. We have not achieved it. It is only given to us by grace. Because God, in his sovereign plan, he loved us so much, we did not love God. Because he loved us, he sent his only begotten son, so that he was offered as a holy sacrifice to take away our sins. It was God's divine plan. We have not a single contribution, we don't have any contribution into it. It is only alone God's grace. Paul is writing in Ephesians 2, 8 to 10. If you have your Bible, you refer to that. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of your work, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should work in them. So it is all God's plan. It is not our own ability or our, we do not qualify to be there. But it is only because of His grace God has adopted us as a children into His family, as a member of His community. So when we see God Himself is community, He lives in community, and He has a divine plan for each one of us to be in the community. So thirdly, let me come back to the point, what does it mean to be in the community? What is our responsibility? What is our accountability here? If you refer to Ephesians, I will be focusing most of my passages in Ephesians itself. So you can refer to Ephesians 4, 1 to 7. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. In Hebrew also Paul is writing, Hebrew 10, 19 to 25, if you read, the scripture, therefore brothers, since ye have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that He opened for us through the curtain, that is through His flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good work, not neglecting to meeting together, as this is a habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day is drawing near. So this is what Paul is, when Paul is referring to the community, living as a community, God Himself is a community, he prescribes, he gives us some directions how as a community we ought to live. What should be the way of our life? As the Lord says, unless and until you turn back from your ways and you lead a life worth pleasing to me, I'm not going to follow you. I'm not going to go with you. So living in community is the way of life. And this is what Paul is writing about the way of life. And some of the scripture is full of living a life worth pleasing God. But here are few points actually Paul is advising us to follow. First of all, a true heart with full assurance of faith as a community. As a living community or as a loving community, our heart need to be true, and we need to be that with full of assurance of faith. As a community, we live by faith. Faith should be our driver. Faith in Christ is our substance. That is our strength. The second thing is a sanctified heart and a sanctified body. How can a heart be sanctified? How can your body be sanctified? Well, we live clearly a sinless life. There is absolutely no place for sin in our life. Then only our heart can be cleaned, our body can be cleaned with water. That is what Paul is addressing here. Thirdly, testifying God through confessions of our hope. We need to give a reason. When we live in this world, we must explore opportunity to share our faith, share our hope. Why do we live in this world? What is the hope? What is our hope in Christ? We should be able to express our hope to the world with courage, with boldness. We must live as an undoubting community. If we live in Christ, there should not be any space for doubt in our life as a community. then encourage and support each other to love the good works. As a community, as many of you said, the attribution of a loving community, we must be caring for each other. We must be sharing for each other, encouraging each other, supporting each other in doing good works. That is what Paul is mentioning here. Meeting the needs of others. When our fellow believers, the committee members, the community members, those who are going through difficult time, how you are able to stand in those gaps, how you are able to support in such situations, and waiting for God to come. As a community, are we living with hope that we are waiting for Christ's second coming? So that is what Paul is emphasizing here. If we live as a community, because God himself is a community, he lives in community, we belong to the community, and this is what it means to love in the community. Coming back to the loving community, when we say about loving community, because the true love is attribution of God's character. When we are talking about love, love itself is attribution of God's character, because God himself is love. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 and 8, the word of God, it says, love is patient, love is kind, doesn't envy or boast, not arrogant or rude, doesn't insist its own way, not irritable or resentful, rejoice in truth, bear all things, believes all things, hopes and endure all things, love never ends. This is what is our God is. God himself is love. So as a loving community, each one of us, you and me, we need to hold these characters within ourselves. This should be the attribution of our life. And God's character often need to, as we grow as a community, God's character need to reflect in our life openly. That is what the God expects. And secondly, in our community life, God should be always at the center. If you read 1 John 4, 7 to 12, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has whoever loves has been born of God, knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God has made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son to the world, so that we might live through him and in his love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. So the word is very clear and very precise. It doesn't give you choices. It is just like the double-edged sword. It doesn't speak two languages, doesn't speak two meanings. If God is with us, if we abide in God's love, then God's presence, God's abides in us, his love is perfected in us. So that is a clear manifestation in how close we are with the God. Is really God's love manifested within us? Like the attribution, the characteristics of God, I read out. Like God is the true manifestation of, he himself is the true manifestation of love. God's love is manifested in his community. And God's love is always manifested in action. It is not theory. It is not like rhetoric, or it can be only speakable. God's love always manifested in action. and God abides with us, His love, God abides in us and His love perfected in us. And finally, how love is manifested in community living? Colossians 3:12-17, it says, "Put on then as God's chosen one, holy and beloved, compassion, hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgive each other, as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. And above all, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you, richly teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart to God. And whatever you do in work or deed, do everything in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Colossians 3:12-17. So this is how, when we talk about a loving community, these are the attributions, these are the characters God expects us to live with. So these are the standards. I was just thinking, actually, as a community of faith, when we are growing day by day, each and every Sunday we are meeting, how these qualities or the characters, the attributions are reflected in our life, in our church. That is something actually we need to reflect. Let us keep it in mind, we are not individual. We are a community. And community is always a group of people. I cannot achieve my righteousness, I cannot be accountable to God alone if I am not accountable to for the church, for the community. So with this, let me stop here, but at the same time I would encourage each one of you, because God has given us immensely talented people, and each one of you are so talented, God gifted, and God can make use for His community, for His purpose. So I urge you, as we grow as a community, people, as a loving community, let these attributions manifested in our life, in our individual life, in our corporate life. It is a corporate call. Individually, I cannot qualify my righteousness or my relationship with God if I am not accountable to You. So that is why often we have discussed about the vertical and the horizontal relationship. Our vertical relationship with God is not alone, is not complete, unless the love of Christ is manifested through our community. That is horizontal relationship. May the Lord bless each one of us to understand His word more deeply and apply that into our life. Thank you.